It happened last Monday, soon after I had arrived at Rice Creek. I decided to check out the extent of the beaver flow upstream from the main pond to gauge how much beaver damage had been done to the hardwood trees surrounding the flow. The crows were particularly vocal, uttering that sneering caw they reserve for owls or hawks. As I rounded the bend, I could see a half dozen crows resting nervously at various positions in a big maple. They cawed and moved about, occasionally flying away, only have one or more replace them. I knew that an owl was near at hand. I trained my binoculars on the maple copse. It didn't take me long to locate the owl. He was perched near the trunk of the tree, looking lazily and disdainfully at the crows, occasionally clicking his bill and directing his gaze toward one or the other of his tormentors. My appearance was obviously unsettling to him, for he took off really before I had a chance to look at him, with the now emboldened crows strung out behind him. He flew no more than 300 yards before alighting in the top of a large hedge. The crows landed near, as they dared, to the owl, teetering back and forth on their perches. Occasionally one would fly out at the owl, as if intent on striking him, but never getting anywhere near enough, close enough to strike. At each sortie, though, the owl chorus heightened to a point of virulent vituperation. Again, the owl just settled back in its perch, seemingly bored with the whole episode. The crows' fury rose and fell, their numbers dwindling and then rising again periodically. I had to get about my business, but I hadn't walked far when the snarling crows told me that the owl had moved again. After a few seconds of bedlam, things settled down again, and I knew the owl had settled down too. A few crows could be seen flying away from the apparent landing site back in the direction of their point of origin. Periodically throughout the morning, I could hear the crows still wrangling, and I suspected they still had the owl in sight. After lunch, I took a short walk to check out the crow-owl situation. I could still hear crows cawing, but things seemed relatively quiet. I took the Beaver Dam trail again, and there, within 100 feet of where I first had seen the owl, I suppose the same one, was there. Four crows were in the tree, but they showed little of their former fury. It seems as if the birds had arrived at a temporary truce. Not so, however, for no sooner had I trained my glasses on the owl again than it flushed, renewing the clangor of the crows and bringing at least half a dozen streaming in from varying points of the compass. I went about my business, listening for the crows, aware that the owl had moved at least once more. By then the crows had been pretty steadily harassing the owl, or owls, for 5 hours. One might question the impact of all this. Do owls ever hurt crows, or vice versa? The answer to the former question is yes, owls are known to eat crows. This is based on remains of crows found in the gullets and in the regurgitated pellets of owls. I've watched this owl harassing numerous times, but I've never seen a crow really strike an owl. But I'm also aware that crows will pretty well beat up a mounted owl if it's placed in an exposed position. I presume that this is because the mounted bird does not move or respond as a live owl does. There are two questions that always occur to me when I observe the owl-crow drama. First is its effect on the owl's normally more regulated day. If this is an owl with family duties, how much would this unplanned expenditure of energy impinge on the hunting activities? I don't know. The owl is pretty laid back, being careful not to exert any more energy than absolutely necessary. Meanwhile, the crows are anything but laid back, and their frantic movement is sure to incite a variety of other small birds, and occasionally to stir up the squirrels, too. This time, the smaller birds and mammals were quiet, frozen in place, as they often are when predators appear. At times, I've seen blue jays, robins, chickadees, and even goldfinches appear when an owl is discovered. One time I remember, particularly impressed me, two beautiful male scarlet tanagers showed up to help in the harassment. Even after the owl has been driven from the area by crows and or jays, it takes some time before the woodlands are back to normal again. The crows and the jays and the robins continue to protest for minutes afterward. Reminds me of the ripples generated by a stone dropped into a shallow water, which continues to radiate outward long after the stone has hit bottom. In the final analysis, however, this is just a regular occurrence in nature, nothing new to either owls or crows. Wilson and Audubon described it, Frank Chapman and Alexander Bent. It seems an event that horned owls endure and crows relish. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.